Hi, I'm Jessica Drummond here from the Integrative Women's Health Institute, and I'm thrilled today to be hanging out and having a great conversation about the circle solution with my friend Brianne Grogan. Hi, Brianne.
Hey, Jessica.
So I'm really excited about this program because, to be honest, I have seen your hip circle videos, and I've been in pelvic health for like 17 years now, which is hard to believe even for my own ears. But I would say, and I've got some friends who are belly dancers, which this looks a little bit, somewhat related to. And I physically am kind of an active person, done a lot of yoga and gym stuff and strength training and all kinds of exercise. But I find it really kind of personally challenging to, as a postpartum woman of two kids, move in the way that you demonstrate on your videos. So before we get into all that, I'm really excited to learn more about this process, and I want to hear first, though, a bit about your career and work and personal journey that brought you to this place where you wanted to create this program.
Awesome. Yes. Okay. So, a little bit about me. I am trained as a women's health physical therapist, although I haven't actually been in clinical practice for, gosh, going on 5 years now, and I can't believe that. I've been focusing primarily on fitness and nutrition and general lifestyle wellness, that kind of thing, primarily in the online space for the last 5 years since living in different locations. It's made it hard to practice clinically. So I really started though with my hip circles more than about, oh gosh, 7 or 8 years ago when I started developing my fitness program, which is called Femme Fusion Fitness. And I also used it in clinic with my patients and found that hip circles, which was a move, just a simple move that I learned in belly dance classes that I took myself, I realized that it was helping people. It was helping people feel better, reduce their back pain, actually eliminate, in some cases, symptoms of sciatica. And I was including it in my core strengthening programming that I gave them, their home exercise programs. We'd do the bird dogs and we'd do the deep core strengthening exercises on the mat in the clinic gym. But then I'd be like, okay, I've got this other move for you that we're gonna have to go into the private room for. But and I show them the hip circles because they are a little bit, they're not at all, personal or weird, but some people can feel kind of funny doing them in public. So anyway, I started using them in the clinic, found that they were helpful because I'd found they'd been helpful in my own back pain. And just really got excited about including them in my fitness program. So it's really been all from there, from years ago when I started doing belly dance and started loving them in my own life, and then started using them with people and seeing that they actually work and they're fun.
Yeah, I like the play, sort of impact of moving in this way, the femininity, kind of taking us out of more linear movement into more multiplanar movement, but also just because it's fun and relaxing. So, what is your goal for women who are going to be in this program? So that, clearly it involves hip circle movements, which is kind of that core basic belly dance movement. But what else is it about? And, what is it designed to help women with?
Yes, okay. So the basic move that we talk about in the program is the hip circle, but we do many other multi-planar movements. It's not just the circles. So there's different styles of hip circles. There's figure eights, there's vertical and horizontal figure eights. We even work up to the thoracic region and do some bust circles and rib cage slides and different moves that are very unique that women probably haven't done before, at least not done recently, And so my goal is to get people moving in a new way, in a fun way, in a way that really mobilizes their joints and works their core muscles in a different way than they do when they just go to the gym and do their basic, abdominal crunches or planks or, you know, the basic moves they may do, which are usually more linear. So I love the idea of getting out of that straight plane linear kind of rut and waking up muscles that you didn't really know you had and just kind of moving your body in a new way. Because I think that people can get, first of all, like I just said, in kind of a rut where they're moving in the same direction all the time. And, we want to fully express our body in terms of movement, and we want to fully utilize our muscles and their capacity and our joints and their capacity to move in multiple different directions. It can really help improve, like I said, back pain, overall flexibility, and just general core strength for balance and, like I said, eliminating back pain or reducing it, just everything that you need for that nice, strong, centered core, these moves will actually help. So the goal is that, to be using your muscles and your joints fully. And the program consists of teaching these various moves that I have broken down for you, teaching them throughout 9 videos, and ultimately working up to a routine. So it kind of reminds me of when I was in junior high, mm-hmm. and us, you know, the girlfriends, we'd practice little dance routines, and we were just having fun, just being silly. But it was always kind of fun to like practice a routine, and so the routine at the end of this program is really just kind of like the carrot that I'm dangling to kind of get people to want to commit to doing the various moves that I teach throughout the 21-day journey. So it's sort of like, well, you know, practice these moves. We're working up to a routine. At the end of the program, we do a routine. It's very simple. It's really not a challenging routine for someone who's already a dancer. It's probably going to be quite simple, but hopefully I break it down and even show dancers some things they may not have known before as far as the muscular activation. But anyway, so the point is we break down the moves, we work up to a routine, but that's really not the end of the game. The end of the game is ultimately I want circles and other forms of multiplanar movement to become something that you do every day in your daily routine, your daily life. It's something that you add to your regular fitness program, your running or your walking or your yoga or your weightlifting, to just, like I said, continue to use your body in that different way that you may not normally use with your regular fitness program. So it's a lifetime. The idea is we're making a commitment to sticking to the program and creating a habit so you can carry these movements with you for the long haul.
And have you seen any help? So you said back pain. What about women who have pelvic pain or prolapse or incontinence? Have you noticed any impact on pelvic health concerns with kind of learning to reactivate? And I would say postpartum too, especially someone who may have had a C-section or any abdominal surgery, any kind of neuromuscular learning that helps them to activate muscles that have been sort of asleep?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, just that feeling of waking them up has been something that's been reported to me several times, waking up those deep abdominal muscles. As far as postpartum, it's a great program and people have been excited about it because it is safe for diastasis recti. It's not going to be your typical abdominal, you know, crunch that so many people want to jump to if they haven't, especially if they haven't had a lot of training in core fitness. Oftentimes you think, I want to get my abs back, so I'll do some crunches. Mm. But those often are not, safe for people who've, you know, recently had a baby because that's such a common condition to have that separation. So these are standing, they are crunchless, but they're still working those deep core muscles. As far as the pelvic floor, I can tell you that I haven't yet because it's a fairly new program, and then as far as the circles in my clinic, I was mainly using the circles for back pain specifically. Mm-hmm. But for prolapse, I've had many women come to me and say, I have prolapse. Is this safe for me? Mm-hmm. And the answer is yes, and it's actually a great way to feel your pelvic floor because we know that the pelvic floor and the deep abdominal muscles are so, you know, intimately connected really, and the breathing too. And so when you circle your hips around and move that circle forward, I always tell people with prolapse to really engage their pelvic floor. So lift the pelvic floor muscles kind of like a Kegel and pull in their abdominals, because when you circle yourself forward, that's when you're really engaging the deep abs, and also to exhale. So when you combine that lift of the pelvic floor, the pulling in of the abdominals, and the exhalation, it's a really nice integration of all of that, you know, neuromuscular activity that we want to just really get people aware of and considering when they're moving. So I've had, again, success just talking to people about that, and they seem to get it, and it seems to make sense to them. I'm still waiting for reports on if we can, prevent or reverse symptoms of prolapse with my program. That would be amazing. So that's kind of where I go with prolapse. The other element about pelvic health is I have had several reports of increasing, not necessarily libido, but sexual satisfaction, actually, with doing these moves. This has come to me several times from several different people saying, I feel so much better in the bedroom, because you're using all of those pelvic and, you know, just your whole core, but really those pelvic muscles when you're doing these various movements that I teach. And it really brings a lot of blood flow, a lot of circulation, a lot of energy, and, you know, not just the physical, but the kind of emotional energy to that area too. And you mentioned relaxation, Jessica, relaxation and kind of creativity and femininity, all of that really marries together in this particular exercise and can help people feel sexier, just kind of emotionally and mentally, but also physically, because of, again, of that improved strength and mobility and joint lubrication and all of that in the pelvic area. So it's, well, kind of a fun benefit.
Absolutely, because, you know, women are so busy, and yes, we're sitting so much that everything, you know, I guess some women aren't in their chairs all day because they're chasing after toddlers and things like this, or they have more active jobs. But a lot of women, you know, spend hours and hours and hours a day either in their car, shuttling people back and forth to, you know, practices and school and whatever, or sitting at a desk. I mean, I really do this too. I just got a standing desk because so much of my work now is writing online, that, you know, you find your hips really get kind of stuck in this one position, and then you go to the gym and you do squats and you do planks. And but I would say, you know, the anterior, the front muscles of the hips and the lower abdomen are kind of tightened, shortened, weak, and in a stuck position, as you say, energetically, not just physically, because we're really just not paying attention to our core very much, because it's in such stable or linear positions all the time, because we're just trying to get everything done. So I like the idea. Yeah, I like the idea of like getting out of the chair. How long does this exercise take? Like, can you fit it in for a busy working mom?
Oh, yes. And that's the beauty of it. Again, you know, the goal is to just teach different moves that you can do so you can find your favorite one. And even if you just do 4 or 5 circles in each direction, or figure eights, or the various moves that I show you, even if you just do a few, it's really going to do wonders to loosen up your joints and just make you feel more alive and energized in that area. I mean, really, if you put your hands on your waist while you're doing these circles, or again, like I said, the figure eights, any of the moves that I show, you can feel every single muscle lighting up from your low back, you know, muscles in your low back, to the abs, to your side hip, you know, your gluteus medius, and those kind of lateral hip muscles and deep butt muscles. You can feel them all light up. So it's really great. It's quick to do, and there's no rule. I mean, that's kind of the thing. I have a hard time with rules. I have a hard time being in a box. I kind of am an outside of the box thinker, which makes me laugh because I do circles, so it's not a box, it's a circle.
But not a box.
It's not a box. I don't like boxes. And so really, I don't have a rule. I do have a video on YouTube that where I call it a morning hip circle challenge, because I think really when you start your day with hip circles, it's a great way to kind of wake up, decrease that morning stiffness, and wake up your body, and even improve digestion, because it really gets blood flowing to that, center of your body. But in that video, I recommend doing 50 hip circles in each direction. And I'm going to admit that takes a while. That takes to do 50 hip circles in each direction. If you are a solid circler, you feel good about it, and it's not difficult for you, it's probably going to take about 6 to 7 minutes to do a full 50 in each direction. But if you just do 5 or 10 in each direction, it's going to feel great. It's going to loosen you up, and it takes, 40 seconds. So I'm doing them right now as we're talking. So I also have a standing desk, Jessica, and I find myself doing circles all the time just because it really helps me with my back pain, which I tend to have as a person who also sits a lot at the computer. I do tend to get back pain, so these are great. Real quick, I'll just tell you one other move you can do. One move I teach in the circle solution is bust circles, and that's circling your rib cage, and that's something you can do when you're driving. I've done it several times with your hands on the steering wheel, just circling your rib cage around in both, again, the same number of times in each direction, and it feels so good. It just loosens everything up, and you get some funny looks, but it's all good.
Well, and I think the important thing about this is just the energy flow. Like, women are not breathing, they're not standing and moving. Even just standing at my desk and doing a little of this and stopping, if 50 takes 5 or 6 minutes, we can stop even once every couple of hours and, move in this way. I think it's great to have the instruction, because I would say, for me, I'd be really interested in kind of watching those videos, getting the kind of expert instruction, so that you can take this and use it everywhere. If you're circling in the rib cage, you're really breathing, and that's going to calm stress. If you're circling the pelvis, again, you're getting an energetic flow in a place where, women hold a lot of stress, just like we tend to hold a lot of stress in the rib cage and the neck and the upper shoulders. So I think these areas are prone to stress for women because they're so fraught with either anxiety or history. A lot of us have pelvic trauma history or pelvic surgical history, or just lack of motion, lack of kind of respect to that area. And so I think having that energetic break from, the daily life activities, and just allowing ourselves to breathe deeply, move fully in all directions for just a few minutes every day, is really, I think, so much more physiologically and emotionally impactful than we give credit for a lot of times.
Yes, I agree. I know it sounds kind of crazy and it sounds kind of silly, but I really believe that hip circles can change the world. Like, I believe that they can help so many women just feel kind of like you're building upon what you're saying, feel beautiful and feel playful and take themselves a little less seriously, because we all do that. I do. I guess I can't speak for we all, but I take myself way too seriously, and I take life way too seriously. And I think that is one of the best things about circles, is they just loosen you up. I mean, they literally loosen you up. And it does take some training to break it down. Some people just get it right away, and for those people, the Circle Solution program may not be for them, my e-course, because they might be like, oh, I've got this. Again, I do train several different moves, not just hip circles, but for some people it just really comes naturally. But other people, when I was doing my weekly Femme Fusion fitness classes, which were full length 60-minute classes, they're kind of a fitness class, so it wasn't just hip circles. We did a lot of things, but I included a lot of circular multiplanar motions into the classes. And afterwards, whenever I'd get a newbie, a new person to the class, they would often say, how do you move like that? It's like you don't have bones. And I It's funny because I'm not a dancer. Like, I'm not a trained dancer. I'm not a particularly coordinated person, and I don't claim to be to be at all. But after a lot of practice and training, I was able to really wake up the muscles and move the joints smoothly. And it does take time, and it doesn't come naturally right away. And so for those people who it doesn't come naturally right away, but they're intrigued by this, then you do want to train under somebody, whether it be my program, the Circle Solution, or a belly dance instructor who can break it down and also work on the flexibility. My first video in the e-course that I offer is a strengthen and stretch kind of video to really build a foundation of flexibility and kind of moving the muscles in these new ways without going straight into the hip circles. So it's more just stretches and basic strengthening exercises that, like I said, build a foundation. So it is a process, but it's a fun process, and that's, I think, the whole key.
Now, do you have any kind of support or community as a part of your program? Because I can see that even for women that find this fairly, natural, or women who are struggling, I mean, speaking as a woman who's pretty body aware with a lot of hip flexor tightness, I can see myself really having to learn this a little bit. Do you have any kind of support or community in the program?
I do. I don't have a community offering for this program at this time. I've thought about it, but I wasn't sure if it would be needed. Although, I don't know, I'm really debating about it. I think it could be a lot of fun. But what I do offer in my, I offer an email sequence. So essentially, once you purchase the program, you get access immediately to the intro guide. And which also includes some lifestyle components because it's not just about hip circles. There's more to it than that. So a lengthy intro guide that tells you exactly what to do, and then all the videos are in one place when you first purchase the program. But I also send emails that are paced, so they follow the schedule of the program. And essentially, like, if you're supposed to be doing video one, it'll say, okay, today's the day to do video one. And in my email sequence that I send, I offer the opportunity to send me a recorded video. If you're having any troubles with the hip circles or have any questions, to send me a video by Facebook Messenger. It's real easy just to record a video and then send it by Facebook Messenger, and you can just do that to me via my FemFusion Fitness Facebook page. And then I'll offer suggestions or feedback or answer any particular questions you have by way of the video. And I've had one person take me up on that so far, which has been fantastic. So I was able to help her and give her a little few tweaks that were able to helped her make her feel better about her circles.
That's great. Yeah, I like that. All right, excellent. Well, this sounds really fun. I think as we've d talked about, really necessary for just, feminine energetic movement, deep breathing, calming anxiety, waking up the physical deep muscles of the core, and also the emotional and sexual energy of the core. And just bringing a lot more playfulness into our work, quote unquote workout routines. That's so, like, so depressing. I've got to go to the gym. And just making it so much more fun. So I think one of the things that I love about all of your work, Brianne, your book and your FemFusion work, is just the femininity and the sense of play, because it's really missing in women's lives, never mind their fitness program. So I'm really excited about sharing this program with my community and doing a lot more hip circles myself at my standing desk.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I love the idea of you circling right now, maybe even as we're talking.
I think I need to watch the video first. Oh, but thank you. Thank you so much.
You, Jessica. Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. And I'll put a link below this recording so everyone who's listening can dig in and learn a lot more about hip circles and your 21-day program. And soon we'll all be doing that routine at the end of the month.
Oh, awesome. I'm so excited for that day. Thank you again, Jessica. I appreciate it. And happy circling to you and everybody else.
Thanks so much, Brian. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.